Good morning. The Appropriations Committee on Education will now come to order. Amanda, please call the roll.
Chair Perry.
Here.
Vice Chair Jones. Senator Kalatiud. Senator Collins. Senator Davis. Senator Harrell. Senator Hudson. Senator Simon. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance card, and we will make sure you get an opportunity. We're going to move to start with tab two members, SB 1652, Districts and School Advisory Councils, by Senator Burgess. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Senators. This bill seeks to streamline and modernize our school and district advisory boards. The bill replaces the names of district advisory councils. The bill requires the boards to publicize open positions and other information related to elections and appointments, and requires the publication of board meetings. Really, the purpose of this very simple bill is just to ensure that these organizations, these councils, advisory councils, are increasing community involvement, and that we're kind of giving them a shot in the arm to make sure that there's adequate community representation. That's the bill.
Questions? Members, any questions? We do have one appearance card. Karen Mazzola is waving in support. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? You're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Wave close. Amanda, please call the roll on SB 1652.
Senator Kalatiud. Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Davis. Senator Harrell. Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Vice Chair Jones. Chair Perry.
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 1652 is reported favorably. Next, we're going to move to tab one, Senator Osgood, on SB 62, residential status for tuition. Good morning. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. This is a simple bill. This bill allows individuals who have been incarcerated not to lose his or her residency status in Florida just because they were previously incarcerated in a state or federal correctional facility in the state of Florida. And allowing these students the opportunity to maintain residency status within our state ensures that they benefit from in-state tuition rates at their chosen institutions. By removing the financial burden that is currently associated with out-of-state residency status, these individuals can now focus on rebuilding their lives and education without the added stress of extra expenses. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, any questions? We do have some appearance cards. Karen Mazzola is waving in support. Sarah Massey is waving in support. And Gus Cavella is waving in support. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? You're recognized closing your bill?
Wave close, sir.
Thank you. Amanda, please call the roll on CS for SB 62.
Senator Kalatiud. Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Davis. Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Vice Chair Jones.
Yes.
Chair Perry.
Yes, and by your vote, so CS for SB 62 is reported favorably. Thank you.
Thank you.
Members, we're going to move into tab three. SB 1396, Security for Jewish Day Schools and Preschools, by Senator Gruters. Senator Gruters, you're recognized to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill would require the DOE to establish a program in statute to provide security funding to full-time Jewish day schools and preschools. Jewish day schools enrollment is up 50% the past 5 years as the number of schools have doubled between increasing enrollment and the rising anti-Semitism-related security costs have risen on average 47%. This bill allows that. This is something both chambers unanimously supported as recently as their special session in November. At that time, the legislature approved $25 million security measures at Jewish day schools and preschools. This bill allows that practice to continue at each regular session if deemed necessary, as funding would be subject to the GAA process. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Members, we're in questions. We do have an appearance card. Karen Mazzola is waving in support. Oh, you're speaking? Well, it does say that, and you're recognized. It's just early, and my roommate, Joe Gruters, kept me up last night, so you're recognized.
Thank you. Karen Mazzola, Florida Parent Teacher Association. We just wanted to go on record that we stand in support, of course, to enhance security for the Jewish J schools and preschools. Florida PTA's very mission is to reflect a commitment to advocating for all children. We are disheartened by all the state and national increases in incidents of bias and hate and discrimination and that are directed towards individuals, which include our children. A report by the Anti-Defamation League indicates that there were 3,283 documented anti-Semitic incidents nationwide between October 7th, 2023 and January 7th, 2023. Just 3 months, there was a 360% increase in crime. The same period last year. 505 of those incidents occurs in college settings, and the other K through 12 was 246 incidents. Florida ranks fourth in the nation for the most anti-Semitic incidents. So in addition to supporting this bill today, we're also asking you to look at the nonprofit security grant program, which boosts hardening of these schools and all nonprofit facilities where children frequent, including places of worship, museums, community centers, that all are at a high risk for violent attacks. We thank you. Please support this bill.
Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Chair. Very briefly, thank you, Chair Grubbs, for this bill. I have a large population of Jewish day schools in my North Beach area of the district, and prior to session, many of them spoke about the need for this security. So I just want to thank you publicly, and thank you for listening to my constituents and individuals from across the state for this very good bill. I hope we all support it unanimously. Thanks.
Further debate? You're recognized to close?
Wave close.
Amanda, please call the roll on SB 1396.
Senator Kalatiud? Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Davis? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Jones?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, 1396 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. That does it for this riveting morning meeting. Does any senator wish to be recorded for voting on a bill? Senator Jones?
Yes, I would like to be voted on the affirmative on tab 2, Senate Bill 1652.
Thank you. Without objection, show that motion approved. Is there any other business for the committee? Seeing none, Senator Jones moves that we adjourn.